Hello everyone, we are Group P5, and today we are proud to present to you our final capstone presentation, CO2 sequestration and storage in saline aquifers. The main goal of this project is to design a novel carbon capture and storage plant which injects CO2 emissions released from Enbridge's Fort Nelson gas plant into local saline aquifers. The Fort Nelson gas plant is the largest sour gas processing plant in North America and is located 21 kilometers south of Fort Nelson. The proposed project integrates existing processes such as CO2 conditioning, geothermal energy and methane extraction, oxyfuel combustion, and CO2 compression, liquefaction, and infusion. The project design aims to bring societal and environmental benefits by reducing global CO2 emissions, being applicable to a wide range of industries, being cost efficient, providing permanent CO2 storage, and sequestering 100% of CO2 emissions from the Fort Nelson gas plant. This project aims to sequester 2.46 million tons per year of CO2, making it the largest project of its kind in Canada. The project's environmental assessment is composed of six interrelated categories. Starting with air emissions, waste consists of nitrogen gas release into the atmosphere, and the possibility of methane gas release to avoid overpressurization is done through a natural gas flare. For liquid and solid emissions, waste consists of the MEA solvent, isobutane, scale buildup, and the wastewater streams, which will be treated and recycled. The permitting plan is governed by the Waste Discharge Regulation and grants waste discharge authorizations to release waste in the province of BC. The Fort Nelson municipality enforces the Dangerous and Noxious Goods Parking Bylaw to address toxic materials. The federal and provincial regulations pertaining to the project are listed on the poster, which many also fall under the category of groundwater and injection.
Our process overview is located in the center of the poster.
So the plant has four main units: CO2 conditioning, oxyfuel combustion, geothermal, and infusion. The process starts with a CO2-rich stream of 2.32 million tons per year of flue gas fed from the Fort Nelson gas processing plant. This stream is sent to our CO2 conditioning unit, where the CO2 is concentrated to 95 mol per cent using an absorber and stripper tower with a monoethanolamine solvent. Simultaneously, hot methane-rich brine is fed into our geothermal binary plant from an aquifer at approximately 130 degrees Celsius and 1 bar, where the methane and geothermal energy are extracted. Two streams leave this unit. The first stream is the cooled brine that is sent to the infusion unit. The second stream is the extracted methane that is sent to the oxyfuel combustion unit, where it is combusted in a reactor to produce energy using pure oxygen fed from a cryogenic distillation column. The concentrated CO2 streams from the conditioning unit and oxyfuel unit are combined, compressed, and infused into the cooled brine stream. This cooled and CO2 saturated stream is then pumped back into the saline aquifer at 68 degrees Celsius and 85 bar for safe and permanent storage.
At the bottom left of the poster is a 3D rendering of the plant layout showing process equipment colored according to the corresponding process unit. The layout is based on the positioning of the wells that we need to extract brine from the aquifers, as well as heuristics relating to road access and process safety. The impacts of this project are listed at the bottom of the poster. The first impact is the secure sequestration of 2.46 million tons per year of CO2. Of this 2.46 million tons, about 2 million tons are taken from the Fort Nelson gas processing plant, and about 0.46 are produced within the plant. All emissions from the plant are injected into the aquifer, so the plant emits no CO2 during normal operation. The project will generate $123 million in current annual carbon tax savings, and the binary geothermal and oxyfuel combustion units generate more electricity than is needed to run the plant, leaving an excess of 3.7 megawatts. That leads us into the economic assessment on the right side of the poster.
Capital expenditures estimated to be $1.5 billion. Purchase equipment costs are obtained using Aspen Plus and Literature. A delivery fee is applied to this cost to estimate the delivered equipment cost. Subsequently, lag factors are used to determine installation, piping, etc. Operating expenditures estimated to be $335 million per year. Utilities are calculated for cooling water, electricity, and low-pressure steam. Labor costs are based on the amount of unit operations, and the raw material costs are due to the MEA makeup cost. The final revenue is calculated to be $435 million per year, considering the nitrogen and methane sales, the electricity generated, and the carbon tax savings and offset. The internal rate of return of the project is found to be 10.06%. The assumptions made are an 8-year construction period, a lifespan of 25 years, and a minimum acceptable rate of return of 10%. The CapEx is financed through a mix of funding, debt, and equity. The federal and provincial funding is comparable to the Shell Quest project. A 10-year loan is obtained with a 5% interest rate. 11% of CapEx is to be financed through equity with the issuance of shares. For revenue, literature costs are utilized for methane sales and bulk sales pricing for nitrogen. Carbon savings are calculated from the carbon dioxide emissions avoided, and the carbon offsets are based on the carbon dioxide injected underground. We would like to acknowledge and thank Global Energy Horizons, Enbridge, the governments of British Columbia and Canada, as well as our Chibi instructors and the Applied Science Department at UBC. Thank you, and we hope you enjoyed our poster. If you would like to connect, please email us at ubccarboncapture@gmail.com.